When it's light out, you're out. Television can be a wonderful learning tool. 30-odd years ago, Sesame Street, The Electric Company, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood helped my sons learn to read, count, socialize, and cope with feelings. Nature programs on public television taught them an enormous respect for the world at large and the creatures within it. Not until the boys were old enough to understand how commercials tried to promote consumption were they allowed to watch sports programs on commercial television. The basic motto of the household was, "When it's light out, you're out." That is, playing outdoors. With little TV, they were two lean, strong, athletic children who grew up in a home without junk food, did not pester their parents to buy things they saw advertised, never smoked or drank alcohol, and knew more about wildlife than the leader of the trip to Kenya. Unfortunately, our experience with television is rarely duplicated these days. Sitting passively in front of the tube for hours is taking its toll on the bodies and minds of the nation's children. Studies have documented unhealthy effects on weight, attention span, reading skills, and socialization among children who spend hours a day watching television or playing video games. The average young child in this country watches about 4 hours of television a day, and each year sees tens of thousands of commercials, often for high fat, high sugar, or high salt snacks and foods. Thousands of episodes of violence, and countless instances of alcohol use and inappropriate sexual activity. By the time American children finish high school, they have spent nearly twice as many hours in front of the television set as in the classroom.